So happy spring, everybody. So nice. Spring is absolutely my favorite time of the year. I love it. All the flowers are starting to bloom and the trees are leafing out and the sun is coming up earlier in the morning and it's staying lighter later at night. And Colleen and I went this week out near Lake Elsinore where the poppies are blooming, and it was just hillsides covered in orange, and it was so fun, and there were so many people and people taking pictures and even people taking professional pictures and kids taking pictures. It was really, really fun. I just love this. It's as if this time of year there is just like new life bursting forth everywhere. I think that spring has a feeling of fresh and new beginnings with it. It has a feeling of excitement and of anticipation of what is yet to come. Spring is symbolic of fresh starts and of possibilities, and it reminds us that we live in this principle of infinite creativity, that we live in this principle of infinite potential, and that the nature of life is to pour forth. That the nature of life is to pour forth as that boundlessness that we see in nature right now. And so I think that spring then reminds of us of that which we long to remember. When we feel stuck in our lives and when we feel that things aren't working like we'd like them to work, that spring reminds us of that freshness and that new beginnings and new starts and just that aliveness. Because I think as human beings, we have a need to know that we're not stuck. We have a need to know that we aren't limited by our past or that we're not even limited by what is going on in this exact moment. We want to know that we have the power to create the life of our choosing. We want to know that we are at choice. We want to know that we have that freedom to start again. And so one of the principles that we stand on at Centers for Spiritual Living is that there is one creative principle in this universe, and that that principle is the good itself, that that principle of creativity is infinite. That's that thing we call God or spirit or the divine or the universe or whatever word works for you. But that presence, that one presence, knows nothing outside of itself. That means that everything is part of that one. We are all a part of it. And because it knows nothing outside of itself, that means there is no limitation. There are no obstructions. There are no blockages wherever we are. Because God knows itself as us and as our lives. And so that means then that there are no blockages, there are no delays, there are no limitations, that infinite creativity and infinite potential is always right where we stand, that that is expressing in you and in me and in our lives. And so Ernest Holmes says, "Always pressing against the gateway of consciousness, seeking admission is that which forevermore sings the song of its own wholeness, forever embracing us." There is that which forevermore sings the song of its infinite potential in us, that sings the song of its boundless creativity within us, that sings its song of possibilities without end in us, that creative urge of the universe sings its song within us. And so one of the core concepts of the science of mind is this: in the infinite nature of God, all conceivable good is eternally available, ready to flow into human experience. Through some cosmic process, this flow of good is activated and/or increased by human belief, faith, and acceptance. So the infinite is already available. That infinite potential and all that it could ever be is already right where we are. Our belief is the thing that activates that. Our belief is the thing that brings more of that good that we desire into our lives. And so we live then in that presence and in that power that is the infinite potential. We live in that one whose good pleasure it is to give us the kingdom. That one is always present. It is always active. So the only limits that we have in our lives are the ones that we believe, the ones that we hold in place by our beliefs and by our focus. Ernest Holmes said, "Does not the same wind blow the ship into the rocks or safely into the harbor? It is the set of the sail, not the gale, that determines the way we go." The law simply says yes to whatever it is that we believe, whatever it is that we hold to be true, whatever it is that we focus on. Like Ray said, that intention and that belief sets the sail. We have the rudder and we have the sail in our hands, and we get to move it so that we move in the direction of our dreams and our heartfelt longings. And so then the problem is why we don't always move in the direction of our dreams or the things that our hearts long to experience is that we think, one of the problems is that we think because we have made certain choices in our lives that then we are stuck with that choice. After all, I'm stuck with that job because I chose it. Or we think that we're stuck with that career. Or we're stuck living in this city because this is where we moved. Or we're stuck staying in this house because this is the house that we purchased. But the truth is, if we were stuck like that, nobody would ever change. If we were stuck simply because we made a decision, nothing would change and nobody would change. And so I read a story that I'd like to share with you this week that says, Joanne Rowling was born in 1965. She graduated Exeter University and moved to Portugal in 1990 to teach English. There, she met and married the Portuguese journalist Jorge Arantes. After 4 years of marriage, the couple divorced, and Joanne moved with her daughter of 3 years to Edinburgh to live near her sister Dee. While struggling to support Jessica and herself on welfare, Rowling worked on a book, the idea for which she had reportedly occurred to her while she was traveling on a train from Manchester to London in 1990. After a couple of rejections, she finally sold the book, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, for the equivalent of $4,000. She subsequently wrote 6 more books that have sold over 400 million copies. In 2004, the welfare mom turned best-selling novelist J.K. Rowling became the first author to make the Forbes billionaire list. Thanks to the film and the marketing empire based on her 7 books, the Harry Potter series, the first volume of which launched in the UK in 1997. And listen to this. She remained on the list for 7 years, all while building the reputation for her philanthropic endeavors. In 2012, Forbes announced that Rowling had dropped off the billionaires list, citing 2 reasons. The estimated $160 million she gave in charity and the high taxes in England. 16% of her fortune she gave away. So had she decided she made those decisions, she would have stayed stuck, whether it was the decision to stay married or the decision that now she's on welfare and she can't make it. Whatever those decisions, we are never stuck with the choices or with the decisions or with the way things have been or the way that things are in this moment. We are always free to choose and to choose again and to choose again. That is the nature of life. The universe holds nothing against us, but supports us in thriving. Ernest Holmes says, I love this, the door which has held your mentality in prison for all these years is at this very moment open. You are free to claim all the liberty you can enjoy. But you must make the move for yourself. No one else can make it for you. The door is open. We get to do the choosing. So we are always free to choose anew because we are free to choose anew because we are made to thrive. We are made to flourish. We are made to be the grandest expression of ourselves that we have come here to be in this world. And we are supported by the only power in this universe to do that. And so the title of my talk today is Super Bloom 2017. And so have you heard that? We're having a super bloom this year because there was so much rain in the deserts and stuff that it's just blooming. Well, guess what? We're having a super bloom in here too in 2017. We are blooming and thriving and blossoming and being all that we've come here to be in our magnificence as well. And so I'm talking about just that, that you are made to bloom, that you are made to thrive, that you are made to live the most fulfilling life in 2017 and in every year and in every day of every year. That's what you're here to do. And so I'm talking about that infinite potential and that boundless creativity, that it is ours already, that we aren't limited. Instead, we are free to create and to create and to create anew whenever we desire. And get this, too. The more fulfilled we feel, the more fulfilled we are in our lives, the more the divine is expressing in us and through us. The more fulfilled we feel, the more the divine itself is fulfilled. So the universe wishes for you to be fulfilled and to thrive and be all that you want to be and to dream away and to bring those dreams to fruition. That's the divine fulfilling itself as creation through you. And so that means then that the only limitation we have is one of thought, the one that we believe, the one that we think. And so I have been in relationship with Colleen for 4 years this coming summer. And when my relationship before that one ended, I remember thinking and saying, maybe I'm not cut out for relationships. Maybe I just don't have what it takes. Because up until now, they had not been very good. They had always been a struggle and always been a challenge and always been difficult. And I said to my best friend, I think I'm just not going to do this anymore. I think I'm not cut out for this. I just don't have what it takes. And she told me that was absurd. She said, Jennifer, you just haven't met the right person. Had I stayed with that belief, I would not have met Colleen and we would not be in relationship. And it is the most fabulous relationship I could ever dream of, ever dream of. It is so easy and it is so joyful and it is fun. And I couldn't even be the minister that I am today without that support. I am so supported in everything that I do. But I had to change the belief that it was a possibility in order to manifest that. And so that's the problem, is that we think that we're limited by what has happened in our past. Or we think that we can't. I can't do this thing, or I can't have this thing because I'm too fill in the blank. I'm too old. No one's going to hire me for a job. I'm too old. No, I can't change careers. I'm too old. I can't have a relationship. I'm too old. Or I'm too fat, or I'm too thin, or too tall, or too short, or I'm a woman and women can't do that, or I'm a man and men don't do that, or I don't have enough money, or I don't have enough education, I don't have that title in front of my name. Whatever the stories are that we make up about why we can't have or do or be the things that we desire. But the story is the thing that's keeping it in place, nothing else. The truth is, you are the living embodiment of infinite potential. You are the living embodiment of that which has no bounds. You are the living embodiment of that divine principle of life and of creativity and of beauty and of magnificence and of limitlessness. That is who you are. You are one with the flow of the universe. It just takes opening yourself to that and believing it. Ernest Holmes says, human limitation has no existence from the standpoint of divinity. In the mind of God, there is no limitation. So we just need to get out of our own way. Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth is there are no limitations. The truth is we are one with that infinite nature of the divine. The truth is we are one with the creative genius of the cosmos. The truth is we are made to thrive. We are made to feel fulfilled. The truth is we live in the kingdom now, right here where we are. And so my invitation to you is to let spring be the reminder. Every time you see the trees leafing out and the flowers blooming and the new life springing forth and even the weed popping out of the sidewalk, let that be the reminder to you of possibilities, of fresh starts, of newness. Let it be the reminder of the creative impulse of the universe that expresses within everything, including you. Let it be the reminder that it is that one that pours itself forth unbounded through life. Remind yourself that there is only one creative energy, and it is your life, and it lives in you. It's the essence of who you are, and it's the nature of the life that you're living. And know that just as winter fades away, those things in your life that do not serve your highest expression, your greatest experience of life, fall away also. Just like the baby bird has to fly, just like the flowers have to bloom, just like that weed has to push forward out of that crack in the sidewalk, you have that same need to thrive and to flourish and to be your greatest self and to live your greatest life. That's the life that you must live. And so here's to spring, and here's to the east, the place of the rising sun, of birth and rebirth, of inspiration and new beginnings, of illumination. Here is to the super bloom of 2017. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in a spiritual mind treatment. So how good it is just to answer this call from with our own hearts and our souls to remember, to turn to that infinite one, that boundless presence from whence everything has come, that infinite and glorious presence that is the creativity of this universe from which all things come forth and spring into being in this magnificent world that we live in. Oh, the creativity. Oh, the magnificence, the beauty, the splendor, the life, energy, and essence. This is whose presence we live in. This one whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. This is the boundlessness that we live in, and that is the presence that lives within us. And so I know today that that presence is seeking to express itself in an even greater way as the life that we are living, as everything it is that we desire to do or to be or to have is the quiet whispering of spirit within us. This way, it is saying, come this way. And so today we step out into life and into spring that is all around us with this same energy and this same vitality and the same beauty, creating the life of our choosing, creating whatever it is that we want to do and to be in this world. We are already supported in that, for we are supported to thrive. And so thriving is indeed what we do today and what we do this week and this month and this year. Thriving. living our most magnificent life. And so I know that everything that we need for this to unfold is already ours. For yes, we do indeed live in the kingdom. And it is God's good pleasure to unfold and to give us this kingdom. And so today, it is just with a heart filled with gratitude for this and for this life and for opportunities and creative ideas that I give thanks. And so I release this prayer into that creative womb of the universe, knowing that it is taken hold of and it is unfolding itself even now. And I know this because it is the truth and because we, in this moment, are saying yes to that. And so with a declaration of yes, I release this prayer and let it be, and so it is. Amen.